The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After Midnight.
He had never understood why people willingly paid to scare themselves. Ghost tours had always struck him as harmless entertainment, the kind of thing every historic town eventually offered once people ran out of museums to visit. He walked around after dark, listened to a few local legends that had probably grown taller over the years, and went back to your hotel with something to laugh about over breakfast. That was exactly what he expected when he and his wife booked a long weekend in one of New England's old coastal towns. They spent the first day wandering through bookstores, antique shops, and seafood restaurants overlooking the harbor. The narrow streets, weathered homes, and centuries-old churches gave the town a character they simply didn't have back home. And by the time evening arrived, they weren't quite ready to call it a night. When they noticed a small group gathering beneath a street lamp beside a sign advertising a historic ghost tour, his wife smiled and suggested they give it a try. He laughed and agreed. An hour later, they found themselves standing with about 15 other people listening to a local historian who happened to be an excellent storyteller. Rather than trying to frighten everyone, the guide focused on the town's history first, describing shipwrecks, epidemics, privateers, public hangings, and the hardships that shaped the community long before it became a tourist destination. Every now and then, he'd gesture toward a weathered building and mention the unexplained experiences people still reported there. But he never insisted anyone believe the stories. If anything, the tour felt more like a history lesson than a haunted attraction, and he found himself enjoying it far more than he'd expected. As the group wandered deeper into the older part of town, the streets became noticeably quieter. Most of the shops had closed for the evening, the crowds had disappeared, and the only sounds came from the guide's voice, the distant surf rolling in beyond the buildings, and the occasional gull calling somewhere over the harbor. Their first stop was an old cemetery tucked between two narrow streets. While the guide spoke about some of the town's earliest settlers, people wandered among the crooked headstones, reading names that had nearly disappeared beneath two centuries of weather. His wife drifted toward another section of the cemetery with a few people from the tour, leaving him standing near an old stone wall while the guide answered questions from the group. That was when he thought he heard someone whisper. It wasn't a word he could make out, only the faint sound of someone speaking quietly somewhere behind him. He glanced over his shoulder, expecting to find another tourist nearby, but no one was there. A couple stood several yards away, reading an inscription on one of the older markers, while everyone else remained gathered around the guide. Assuming he'd simply picked up another conversation on the breeze, he turned his attention back to the tour. A minute or two later, it happened again. The whisper sounded just as close as before, carrying the unmistakable rhythm of a human voice without a single recognizable word. This time he listened carefully, waiting to hear it again. But the cemetery had gone completely still. Even the breeze seemed to have disappeared. He smiled to himself. After spending half an hour listening to ghost stories in an old cemetery, it wasn't surprising that ordinary sounds suddenly seemed more mysterious than they really were. By the time the group left for the final stop, he'd already forgotten about it. The old jail stood only a few blocks away, its heavy stone walls and weathered wooden doors looking much the same as they had generations earlier. The guide explained that the building had once held smugglers, thieves, sailors, and violent criminals awaiting trial, and although it had long since become a historic attraction, employees occasionally reported hearing unexplained footsteps, voices, and doors closing after everyone had gone home for the night. The history interested him far more than the ghost stories. Inside, the temperature dropped noticeably. The hallways were narrow, the ceilings lower than he'd expected, and every footstep echoed through the old building. Iron bars still enclosed several of the original cells, while the worn wooden floors answered each step with a slow creak as the group followed the guide toward the back of the jail. Eventually, everyone gathered inside what had once been the cell block. The guide asked the group to stay where they were before switching off the lights. Darkness settled over the room almost instantly, leaving only the faint red glow of an exit sign high on the wall to outline the silhouettes of the people standing nearby. As the guide continued describing some of the experiences reported by previous visitors, the room became almost unnaturally quiet. Someone shifted their weight, causing the old floor to creak. Another person quietly cleared their throat. Then he heard footsteps. They were slow and deliberate, crossing the old hardwood floor somewhere behind him. Assuming another member of the tour had moved in the darkness, he didn't think much of it until the footsteps continued circling behind him at an unhurried pace as though someone was walking around the edge of the room. He turned his head. The footsteps stopped, and he waited, expecting someone to laugh or apologize for moving around in the dark, but no one spoke. The guide never hesitated in his story, and nobody else reacted as though anything unusual had happened. After a few moments, he faced forward again. The footsteps returned. They sounded closer this time, one measured step, then another, each one stopping just before he could convince himself to turn around again. A sudden chill swept across the back of his neck, followed almost immediately by the unmistakable feeling that someone had lightly tugged at the collar of his jacket. His heart skipped. He spun around. There was nothing behind him but darkness and the faint red glow of the exit sign stretching across an otherwise empty floor. For the first time that evening, he found himself wishing the guide would turn the lights back on. The lights came back on almost immediately. People blinked, smiled uneasily, and looked around the old cell block as though expecting to find someone playing a joke. The guide simply thanked everyone for standing quietly before continuing with another story from the jail's history, never acknowledging the footsteps or the chill that had caught him so completely off guard. He glanced behind him one more time. There was no one standing where he'd heard the footsteps, and no one close enough to have tugged on the back of his jacket without brushing past him. His wife noticed him looking around and quietly asked if everything was all right. He smiled, told her he was fine, and decided there was no point mentioning what had happened. The last thing he wanted was to become the person who thought every strange feeling on a ghost tour had to be paranormal. The tour ended a few minutes later, and the group slowly filtered back onto the quiet streets. They stopped for coffee before returning to the hotel, talking more about the town's history than the ghost stories themselves. By the time they turned in for the night, he'd almost convinced himself that darkness, old buildings, and a good storyteller had simply gotten the better of his imagination. The rest of the weekend passed without incident. They explored lighthouses, wandered through antique stores, spent time along the waterfront, and drove home feeling like they'd had exactly the relaxing getaway they'd been hoping for. Before long, work resumed, errands filled the weekends again, and the ghost tour slipped into the background like so many other vacation memories. Nearly a week passed before anything unusual happened. Sometime after 2 o'clock one morning, he woke to the unmistakable sound of footsteps somewhere in the house. At first, he assumed his wife had gotten up for a glass of water, but when he reached across the bed, she was still asleep beside him. He lay still, listening as the footsteps moved slowly down the hallway, outside the bedroom before fading somewhere toward the living room. The house fell silent again. By morning, he'd already talked himself out of it. Older homes made strange noises at night, especially when temperatures changed and sounds always seemed louder, when everything else was quiet. He never mentioned it over breakfast because by then it didn't seem important enough to bring up. 3 nights later, it happened again. This time he was still awake, reading in bed while his wife slept beside him. The footsteps began at the far end of the hallway, moving with the same slow, deliberate pace he'd heard before. He lowered his book and listened as they gradually drew closer, each step separated by just enough silence to make him wonder if they'd stopped. Then they did. The footsteps ended just outside the bedroom door. He stared at the doorknob, expecting it to turn at any second. Instead, the hallway remained completely still. Nearly a minute passed before the footsteps began again, continuing past the bedroom and disappearing toward the living room. He was out of bed almost immediately. The hallway was empty. He checked every room in the house before looking through the windows to make sure no one had somehow gotten inside. Every door was locked. Every window was secured. There wasn't a single sign that anyone else had been there. When he walked back into the bedroom, his wife was sitting up waiting for him. She asked if he'd heard the footsteps. He nodded. Then she quietly asked why they'd stopped outside the bedroom door. He hadn't told her where he'd heard them. For a long moment, neither of them said anything. She admitted she'd been awake too, listening to the same slow footsteps moving through the hallway before stopping outside their room. She'd expected him to get up, but she'd been too unsettled to move herself. Neither of them slept much the rest of that night. Over the next several weeks, the footsteps became an occasional part of life. Sometimes they happened twice in the same week, and then 10 days would pass without hearing them again. There was never any pattern, no particular time, and no obvious reason. They always sounded exactly the same, beginning somewhere near the front of the house before making their way slowly down the hallway. Every time they stopped outside the bedroom, not for a second, not long enough to dismiss as the house settling, long enough that he found himself holding his breath, waiting for the doorknob to turn. It never did. Eventually, the footsteps would continue down the hallway, growing fainter until the house settled back into silence as though nothing had happened. After a while, he stopped checking the locks and searching every room. There was never anyone there. What bothered him most wasn't hearing the footsteps anymore. It was the growing realization that they sounded exactly like the ones he'd heard in the darkness of that old jail. He could still remember standing in the cell block, listening to someone walk slowly behind him before the sound stopped the instant he turned around. He hadn't believed the ghost stories then. Now, lying awake in his own home hundreds of miles away, he was no longer certain the tour had ended when they walked out of that jail. By the end of the second month, the footsteps had become an uneasy part of their lives. They never came every night, and that unpredictability somehow made them even harder to live with. Several quiet nights would convince them it was finally over, only for the familiar sound to return without warning, beginning somewhere near the front of the house before making its slow, deliberate journey down the hallway. Neither of them talked while it was happening anymore. There wasn't much to say. They would simply lie awake, listening as the footsteps drew closer, both of them knowing exactly where they would stop. Every time they came to an end outside the bedroom door, lingering there just long enough to make the silence feel unbearable, before continuing toward the living room and disappearing altogether. After weeks of listening to the same pattern, they found themselves doing something they never would have imagined. They started leaving the bedroom door open at night. Neither of them ever admitted why. The first time it happened, he woke to the now familiar sound and looked toward the open doorway. Moonlight from a window at the end of the hallway cast just enough light to make out the walls, the pictures hanging there, and the corner where the hallway turned toward the living room. The footsteps approached. They reached the bedroom, and they stopped. He stared into the empty hallway, expecting to see someone standing there. There was nothing, no shadow, no movement, just the hallway stretching into darkness. Then, after several long seconds, the footsteps continued again, passing the bedroom exactly as they always had before fading into silence somewhere deeper in the house. that frightened him more than the closed bedroom door ever had. Whatever was walking through the house wasn't stopping because of the door. It was stopping because of the room. The thought stayed with him for days. He never mentioned it to his wife, but he suspected she had reached the same conclusion. She stopped asking if he'd heard the footsteps because she already knew the answer whenever she saw him awake the following morning. Sometimes all it took was a glance across the breakfast table before the conversation moved on to work, errands, or weekend plans, both of them quietly pretending life had become normal again. It hadn't. Then, almost as suddenly as it had begun, the footsteps stopped. There wasn't one final night, no dramatic ending, no last unexplained encounter. 1 week passed without hearing them, then another. Before long, they realized an entire month had gone by in complete silence. They waited for the sound to return, convinced it was only a matter of time, but it never did. Life gradually settled back into its familiar routine. The bedroom door was closed again at night. They stopped waking at every creak of the house. Eventually, the ghost tour became something they almost never discussed, not because they'd forgotten it, but because neither of them had ever found an explanation that made any sense. Years have passed since that vacation. They've traveled to other historic towns, toured old forts, walked through centuries-old churches, and visited museums housed in buildings even older than the jail where everything seemed to begin. Friends have suggested ghost tours more than once, insisting they're fun, harmless, and a great way to learn local history. He always smiles and politely declines. He isn't even sure he believes something followed them home. He only knows that for several months, someone walked the hallway outside their bedroom almost every week, always at the same slow pace, always stopping in the same place, and always disappearing before either of them could find the source. Even now, on those rare nights when sleep won't come easily, he'll sometimes lie awake, listening to the ordinary sounds of the house settling around him. Most of the time, that's all they are, ordinary sounds. But every now and then, when the hallway outside the bedroom grows especially quiet, he catches himself listening just a little longer, waiting to hear that first slow footstep begin again.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.